So you spent some time in Africa as a teacher. Whereabouts were you then?
I spent about a year in Sudan.
Uh-huh. And when was that?
About 10 years ago.
And how long did you stay?
I stayed about a year.
Uh-huh. And you enjoyed it? You had a good time?
Yes, no, it was a real experience mm-hmm. for me, uh-huh. just after university.
So you were, what, 21, 22 when you went there?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. And what subjects did you use to teach there?
It was English. Uh-huh. All the teachers who came out from England were English teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So English language mainly,
yeah.
and a bit of literature.
And did they just do did English and literature in English, or did they do other subjects as well?
No, that was all. Other subjects were in Arabic.
I see, yeah. And what was the typical day like? I mean, how would you start your day when you were there as a teacher?
Well, I lived in town, and the school was about 2 miles out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We'd start in a cafe about 7 o'clock in the morning, having tea.
Mm-hmm.
Walk out to school mm-hmm. along the Nile. I taught in a town by the Nile. Teach a couple of lessons.
Yeah.
Then have breakfast at school.
How long were your lessons? How long did they last?
About 40 minutes. Yeah. Sometimes there were double classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So you did two lessons, then you used to have a break?
Used to have breakfast with the staff.
Right, uh-huh.
Then two more lessons,
mm-hmm.
Another break,
mm-hmm.
Two more lessons.
Yeah.
And then we stopped at around 1 o'clock.
So that used to be six lessons?
Six lessons yeah. in a day. Mm.
And how many pupils did you have in the class?
Well, the classes were large because there was a shortage of teachers, really.
Mm-hmm.
So anything from 45 to 70 in a class.
That's enormous, yes. And what was the classroom like?
Well, the classrooms were okay. Desks, chairs, enough for the students. Not enough books for all the students. Mm-hmm. Open windows, no glass.
Mm-hmm.
And blackboards that were quite old, mm. had holes in.
So the equipment wasn't really...
There wasn't really any equipment, yes. no. So blackboards and chalk.
Blackboards and chalk, yeah. Mm-hmm. And were you used to this kind of equipment when you began teaching?
I knew what to expect, but I trained as a teacher with equipment that you'd find in a classroom here.
Mm.
Overhead projectors and
yes,
so on.
Yes, yeah. So I suppose after a year you got used to using that kind of equipment and not having... overhead projectors. So there didn't used to be overhead projector or anything like that at all?
No, there wasn't any electricity during the day for a start. Mm. And we had to get used to adapting what we wanted to teach, how we wanted to work with the class.
Mm. So you had lessons that used to be about 40 minutes long. Were there any exams at the end of the semester?
Yes, every... class had exams at the end of the year, and the top year had national exams to sit, which were actually quite important, the equivalent of O-levels in England.
Mm. Mm. And was there anything that that happened that you were embarrassed about or you found amusing? Was there any amusing incidents?
Well, it's very interesting working and living in a different culture. We used to have breakfast together as staff, and you eat with your hands, so it's quite important that you wash your hands. The first day at school, I remember washing my hands in the water, the bowl of water that was actually the drinking water. Luckily everybody laughed.
Good. Yes, people are very kind to visitors to a foreign culture, aren't they? Thank you.